Be farting on me. Oh.
We're recording.
It's recording.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. So, when is it appropriate or the right time to fart in front of your significant other? We're going to start with the...
Make it more awkward.
Makes a little...
Since you talked, I picked you.
We're like hiding. It's like we're in fourth grade all over again. It's like, what's the answer to question number two?
Oh, I don't know.
Don't pick me. Don't pick me.
He was like, Predator. Right? When is it appropriate to fart in front of your significant other? Never. No, I'm kidding. I don't know. That's a good question. I really don't know if there's a specific time. But personally, I would prefer to go second, to be honest with you. If one slips, I'm like, oops, like, okay. But normally if the other person goes first, and I'm a little more comfortable with it. I'm not as comfortable with farts as you think I am.
I do think you're super comfortable with farts. So if she goes first, it's all war from there.
What? No.
She's like, you have started the war.
No, definitely not.
God.
I'm like, control yourself, woman.
So how long after she farts first are you introducing yours?
I don't immediately, for sure. Like, it's not like one of those things where it's like battleships. Like, it's not a thing. Like, you don't go back and forth immediately. But do I feel a little more comfortable being like, well, this was it. This is the time. Sure.
She gave me the go.
Yeah, I have the green light. Yeah.
Nene?
No, I'm too embarrassed. No, I won't. I don't want to do it ever. And if it happens accidentally, I'm so embarrassed and running away.
Oh, God. It's like, we're getting a divorce.
We've been married for 15 years.
I can't fart it. I can't help it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I agree with her. I will try my hardest not to, but if he does, it's not going to bother me. I just prefer it not to be like in somewhere where it's like no air and it's tight. But it's not a big deal if he does. I just will try hard not to.
So what if you're on a first date and you're just talking all your...
Oh my goodness.
Just hear the fart.
First date?
Yeah, like, was it intentional or was it an
like,
accident?
It was an accident. Of course not. Oh, it was an accident. Just like...
We're just going to keep talking like that, didn't we? We're just going to keep going. We're going to be like, what?
Yeah, well, how's the weather doing?
How's the weather? That's always a good one.
So essentially, are they deal breakers? Nate, is that a deal breaker?
No, so I won't do it, but he can do it all he wants. Like, he can get comfortable pretty quickly if he wants to, but I'm not going to judge him for it. But I'm not going to do it. No.
So yeah. We have a buddy, right?
Cody.
Cody
got
says,
real comfortable
that
with
is
farts.
A, well, with us. But remember what he said about his...
Yes.
He said, if my girlfriend farts, it's over. It's done.
Done.
That's Damn. It. And yes. I was like, what if y'all like years into the relationship? Then he goes, well, then she should know the rules by now. And she should not fart in front of me.
Which is ironic because he farts in front of us all the
yes.
time.
We'll be like playing video games.
You're like, what dang it. The...
Yeah. So, are they deal breakers for you, Devin?
Oh, no. I would pretend it didn't happen either. I just be, if I hear it, I'm like, oh. What's going on outside? Well, cool. Did you hear about what happened today at the news? Like, what happened to news? I you know, it wouldn't be a big deal. I've lived with a whole bunch of ladies all my life. You know, my mom and granny and my sister. I'm not going to lie. They tend to fart. So,
girls don't do that.
Don't you lie to us.
Yeah, girls don't do that.
Granny's gonna be so mad. She's like, how dare you tell them about my farts?
That is true, though, because Devin has like a different mentality than us, right? Like, I was born, you know, with my brothers, mm-hmm. right? And Devin's, you know, all around women his whole mm-hmm. entire life. So it is funny. He has a completely different mentality. He's like, girl, you need a fart? You look like you need a fart.
Why you hold it in?
I mean, she does it all the time. Then I'm like, oh, that's kind of...
Need some cash,
yeah, you need some. But if she just farts, it's like, all right, cool. I'll fart with you.
We'll be in harmony.
And what's funny is, like, as in the relationships I've been in, I don't think I've ever had, like, a female, like, intentionally just, like, fart around me.
I haven't either, actually.
I don't think all their farts are intentional. They just happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They just happen, you know?
Or have you gotten the one where they try to sneak one while you leave somewhere? Like you try to go inside and you come back and you're like, what the heck happened?
She's like, oh, and she's like, I think there's a gas leak. You're
like, we're like wafting too. Like,
I don't know.
Something don't smell right in here.
Have you had those times, like, okay, let's say in high school or at work or something, you're like alone, so you're like, okay, I gotta let one loose.
Right.
And then you see someone walking up, you're like, oh my God, 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 what's happening, guys?
Yes.
What's super funny is I brought, and this is, you know, for the guys, like, you know, when you go to the restroom, we have urinals, right? Mm-hmm. And they're really close to each other. You're like almost shoulder to shoulder.
Basically.
So is it acceptable to like let gas out while you're using the restroom?
That's, I don't know what common courtesy is there. I don't know what that would be. Like, I guess you're not supposed to, but like, it's a restroom. Where else are you supposed to do it? Like,
just don't make eye contact after, like, no matter what, I guess.
I don't know why you would make contact, whether you farted or not in that circumstance.
He's like looking to the left while using the urinal.
He's like, everything working all right over there, brother?
You all right? Need some help?
You know, I feel it awkward, like, when there's somebody in the restroom already. Like, if there's a girl in there, I won't go in. I don't know if this is a girl thing. Same but, here. Like, I go and out. I look and I see feet and I'll come back.
Oh, yeah. Interesting.
Wow. That was crazy.
I never knew that.
Y'all
know
don't that do either. That, and I didn't think y'all do.
Girls, I didn't. Well, no. To do the
unless
urinal.
Unless I really got to pee, then I'm right. Like, I got to go. Right. But if I can wait, I'd come back.
So, like, what if people are just, like, in and out? Like, what if it's, like, a busy restroom? Like, mm-mm. You just.
At the office, it's not that busy. Just wait. It'll clear out. Mm-hmm. Or you go across the hall.
Uh-huh. Or downstairs.
Yep.
LaShante, we used to have a girl that used to work there. She used to go in the men's, and it's so clean because we only
we
had,
didn't
like,
have
two males.
Oh,
we
that's
had
funny.
That makes sense, actually.
That's smart.
Like, he's like, what? The men's is clean?
Yeah, that's weird. Because, like, I feel like at a urinal, too, like, it's kind of a weird line because you're standing next to someone. You're like, I don't know. I shouldn't pass gas. It's kind of rude of me. But at the same time, like, we're in a restroom.
Yeah, like, what else
like, that's always been weird. But that's crazy. Like, you know... Y'all don't even go to the restroom. You're like, nope, I am not going in there.
But we do have the unspoken rule of the gap urinal.
Yes, you gotta leave a urinal.
You gotta leave a urinal open. If there's an open urinal, there's two. You don't go to the one directly next to the guy.
Yes,
you go to the one and leave a gap.
For those you know listening that don't have to use urinals, there's three actually rules to a urinal. One, you leave a gap. Always a gap. Number two, you don't get the urinal closest to the door, right? People go in and out. Yep. You're not supposed to get the urinal closest to the door. And number three, once you're in position and you start flowing, you look up and you do not look back down or to the side until you are completely done. If you're looking at multiple, like you're up and down, you're looking like that's a no-go.
Yep. Like, you will get punched.
That's why in some restaurants and stuff, they'll actually, in where there's a urinal on the wall, there'll be like a newspaper or a magazine or a TV. Oh, wow. Yeah, there'll be one right there. And it's because that's an unspoken rule. Once you start a flowing, you do not look anywhere else.
You look directly straight into that tile.
Yeah, because I think that's awkward for y'all. Like, that's embarrassing when you really think about it. That's so weird. Just take it out. Just,
like, that's normal. Yeah. And then what's even weirder is there's some places that don't have the little, like, divider.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And, like, the little divider is a little, like, just a little more secure. It's still not completely secure, but it's a little more. And then there's some that have, like, the urinal that's horizontal, right? And it's like everyone's just supposed to like...
Uh-huh. It's like the whole entire wall is basically a giant urinal.
The one that's all like attached.
Yeah, solid urinal and you're just supposed to like...
You see those mostly like at like schools, not schools, sporting but like events. Sporting events. Yeah, that's when you say the whole entire wall is basically a urinal. There's those guys just lined up everywhere.
Yeah, and you're just supposed to just go basically.
Does every restroom have like the female, like a stall?
Yes. Oh, yeah, we still have stalls.
And is it just one?
Just pooping with no privacy. Yeah. Because
I was like, that guy.
You can't poop in a urinal.
I know.
There are stalls. I would assume there's probably not as many stalls as like women get.
No,
because
we get, like,
we're fitting in urinals. That would be my assumption. But yeah, we do have stalls.
That's so awkward. So you have your urinal, so you know you're peeing. Uh-huh. And then you have your stall, so you know that guy's pooping.
Yep.
That's so
weird. If they're in a stall, they're pooping.
Yeah, they're pooping for sure.
I would say about like two stalls and two urinals usually, right?
That sounds about right in a typical restroom.
Yeah.
What's funny is going back to the urinal thing, it's weird too because like if your friends are in there, you'll go next to your friends rather than go next to a stranger. Yes. It's like the security of your friends, like, okay, we're safe, let's pee together. Rather than like you're not, no, the stranger, oh my God. Nope, you'll break the skipping
a
urinal to be next to your buddy.
Yes.
It's super weird.
That is very true, actually.
Yes, So
would you just wait? Like if there was just like just two and there was a stranger that was going to the other urinal, would you just wait?
No, I'm not waiting. Like that is the last case scenario. Like yeah. If there is a urinal there and I gotta use the restroom, I'm going to go there. Yeah. I'm not waiting. I'm not as patient as these ladies that are in the room.
That's what we do.
I'm like, definitely not walking in and then being like, oh, somebody's peeing, I'm out.
Oh yeah.
Like,
no.
I've done that so many times. Mm-hmm.
Ivan said, so where Mesa used to work, in their restroom, they had a urinal, and literally two steps away is the toilet, but no stall, right? So there's a urinal and a toilet. So I was like, what do y'all guys do? Like, someone's pooping, and then the other person just using the urinal?
No, it's a one-person restroom, okay? It's a one-person restroom. There's a regular toilet and a urinal. You don't allow two people in at one time. In Patrick's scenario, we're wasting precious
time.
Uh-huh. He wants someone pooping while someone's peeing. Because there's no stall. It's just an open concept restroom. There's no stalls at all. And like he thinks you should be able to go pee while someone's pooping.
That is selfish of you guys for doing that.
He did call it selfish. I was like, I'm not comfortable going and peeing while someone's pooping. It's not happening.
Why is it not just one toilet? Why is there a urinal and a toilet?
I don't know why it was made like that.
I don't know.
I didn't look too well, but maybe at one point there was supposed to be stalls there, and they just got. Because in high school, like where me and Devin went to high school, we really didn't have stalls, right? Like what? It was like they were doorless. Like it was like that forever, and we'd always complain because like it's like dude,
they were
like,
doorless.
Yeah, they were doorless. Like
who
was,
pooped in those?
Oh, I mean, you gotta go. Brave. You gotta go, bro. Maniacs. Yeah, so that's how it was like throughout our high school.
What?
On our high school, we had the urinals with no little thing in between, but our stalls didn't have doors. Like, and that was in high school, you know? So we'd have, like, I remember one time this kid was using the restroom. The other kid, like, was taking pictures of him. Yeah. And he was so mad. Yeah, and, like, it sucks because you're in school and, you know, people get bullied and, you know, picked on and stuff. So me and Devin came from no stall doors.
If they did have doors, they were unlocked. You could have locked them. So it's a lot of people, other kids would just, like, push the doors. They're like, oh, someone in here? I'm like, look under the stall for the feet.
That is the rule.
So speaking to... So speaking about bathroom courtesies, what do you guys think about online dating?
That about sums it up, actually. Those go hand in hand.
Those do go side. But, you know, we're in a day and age now that you have apps, and Facebook just started their whole online dating thing there. What do you guys think about that? Like, is this something you would go for? Is this something you would do? Is this something you would kind of avoid? Do you find it fake? Do you find it true? Because, you know, there's those shows Catfish and things can go wrong. What do you guys think?
I've actually tried online dating. I recently took myself off because I'm just scared because everyone's coming up, like, kidnapped and stuff. So I just got scared. But it was just a lot of weirdos, or they were just trying to get you into bed and stuff. So I left it alone for that reason alone, because it was just too much. And it was, no one really wanted a, like, genuine, like, relationship. They were just trying to figure out how quick, how fast, and when. And I was like, that's not what I'm interested in. So it didn't work out for me. It may work out for somebody else who wants that, but no, for me.
I think there's a lot of apps out there designed specifically for that. So yeah. I think there's a lot of apps that have that mentality of, it's purely for hooking up. There's no relationship. It's supposed to be, like you said, you know, what are we gonna do? How fast? And, you know, how long are we gonna do this?
But so. I think what she's saying is, like, I don't think people follow those rules. Mm-hmm. I think I never done it. My sister used to do it. I've never done it. She went on a couple of dates.
I think there's different. Like, so for example, like Tinder is supposed to be designed a little more for hooking up and, like, quick, you know, things like that, where, like, there's actual dating websites that are designed specifically for dating.
I think so, and I think that's the clarity, but I can see it from, like, because us males, we're all about numbers, right? As many numbers we can talk to about women.
Yep.
The more women you can talk to, the better chances you are of, you know, finding somebody. So I do can see how, like, these, you know, men would be violating these, you know, quote unquote rules. I'm like, oh, like, this is the dating app, but realistically, that's not what I'm here for. I have a guy at work that met his now fiance through Tinder, which is pretty crazy. So there are success stories.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I can see that it's definitely a tool, but just like anything, you know, people take advantage of certain things. And it's crazy how many there are, right? They have like Farmers R Us is one of the funny ones.
FarmersOnly.com.
FarmersOnly.com, yeah. And so they have like
Christian Mingle.
I didn't try Farmers.
It's all about numbers. It's all about numbers.
So you can see it. And I barely saw like the Facebook one, right? Like they just included Facebook into it. So everybody's trying to go that route, I feel like. Sure. Like trying to make it there, but...
So I feel like it could help like the introvert people that don't do very much. Mm-hmm. I did read like, you know, people do meet somebody, but I guess it can go half, you know, half and half. But I think eventually you get tired. Like if you keep going on dates and you keep meeting these guys and you're like, what? They don't want anything serious. Then you get tired.
So do you think it's different between a male doing online dating and a female doing online dating? Do you think it's different? Like your expectations or whatever?
Like if it's half and half, like you mean like the weeding out the people? Like mm-hmm. if it's, I think it's probably in the middle, both the same. Because, you know, for women, it could be money hungry. Mm. They're just going, want free food, so take me to dinner to get free food.
Yep, I could see that.
I had a buddy just like you, Patrick, over in Big Spring, who actually found his girlfriend over Tinder. So it could possibly happen. But yeah, online dating, yeah, I definitely would try it. I'm not against it. You know, I think it'd be cool. Well, like, you know, for someone like me, because I can be shy sometimes. I'm more of an introvert. So I think it'll be to help me more to kind of like, all right, well, you know, what do I need to say at this moment, you know, that she swiped right. So like, all right, I got to think of something cool to say. It gives me time to think. So I think, but if someone's more social, more bubbly, like, yes, they're good to go, whether it's online or just meeting somebody, finding somebody out there.
Yeah, and I think that's where it helps out because, like, you have the people, like, you know, Devin's a good guy. Like, that's not what he's going on there for, right? Like, he's going on there to try to find somebody and kind of, you know, develop that small little relationship there and hopefully take it further. So I feel like that's where it can definitely become something awesome. Well, what's crazy is, what Nate said a while ago, I never thought about that, like, women, you know, purely using it for, to get stuff until, like Nate knows a couple of girls that, like, have done that, and I'm like, oh my god, like that would suck, right? You think this girl's all into you, and then you're
free
just
trips, like free trips, mm-hmm. like free trips to 3-day vacations, like it's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Cause that would be rough for me.
3-day vacation.
Yeah,
I was talking to the wrong people.
She's like, FarmersOnly.com is not working out for me.
Wait a second.
Yeah, cause you know that's a deal breaker for me. You know, finances. You know, like I don't spend a lot of money. So if I spend money on you and you just ditch me, man, oh man, that would hurt. You know, so that would suck.
Yeah, but I do think online dating is way more socially acceptable than it was, you know, 5-10 years ago. It's definitely something that you can meet someone now, and it's not like 10 years ago. You'd be like, I met someone online. You know what I mean? Like, you're like, what?
Yeah, it's almost weird when someone like is trying to date, right? And they haven't attempted online dating yet, right? Like, there's a couple people that it's like, oh man, I can't really find anyone. Have you tried, you know, online dating? And they're like, oh, I've never tried it. Like, it's almost a weird thing that people haven't tried it yet. Like, if you're looking for somebody, then like you said, like at the beginning, it was kind of weird that people were doing it in the first place.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to say names, but I knew somebody that would basically, she had so many people on this list of people who she was talking to, right? She would copy and paste the same message to each guy.
Oh my gosh. Oh. Yeah.
Good lord.
I know someone who's done that.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
She was a female.
She gets so old and she's like, oh gosh. And she would just copy and paste it to each guy she had on the list.
So would you say that online dating is almost the equivalent of like when you go out and like guys hit on you, like, and they buy you drinks and they try to talk to you? Like, would you say it's pretty similar? Yeah. Like those random messages you get, like, hey, what are you doing up? Or like something, you know, something cheesy or whatever.
I would say it's just the only difference is someone's behind a phone or a computer screen instead of in person.
Yeah.
It's the same stuff. Girls are going to use you for drinks, whether it be right then and there or when you guys meet up. Some of us, anyway. Not all of us.
So you have to put that out.
Clear that up.
So if you're doing the online dating thing, how long, let's say you message somebody, y'all are messaging back and forth, how long before you set up a date where you guys are going to see each other in person?
I think it just depends on how the conversation is going. I didn't like the ones that were like super, super aggressive and they were like, hey, you have a nice smile. Let's meet for dinner at 5.
My goodness.
It's happened. I was like, dude, you're tripping. Blocked. But if we've been talking online for like 3 weeks, I gave you my number and stuff. Yeah, we can meet up to have like drinks or something. No, not drinks. I gotta mention you're not crazy. So we can meet up and eat, need to eat first and then go from there.
Well, I bet it's scary.
I haven't done it. I'm telling you. I'm a chicken. Can't do it.
Yeah. Devin, what do you think? You're talking to a female online. When do you ask a female on a date?
Probably after a couple of weeks. You know, after us. Just to see if we have that great conversation. Like, you know, sparks. Like, man, I really just... Man, I like talking to you. Let's meet up face to face and just, you know, see how this goes. So probably after a couple of weeks or so.
And what's crazy is seeing, like, because I've seen how some guys are so persistent, and I think it's crazy how, like, you wouldn't be so I'm not a female, so I haven't, you know, but I wouldn't think you're so persistent at a bar, right? Am I consistently trying to go up to you consistently, even rejected? So why not take that same mentality and put it online? Because, you know, guys will just be like, hey, what are you doing? Hey.
Blocked. Hey.
On Facebook.
Yeah.
Really?
Wave. Blocked. They do that waving blocked thing now. And I'm like, stop. Like,
yeah. No, you get that. You do get that. I don't get that anymore. But when I had a lot of random people, hey, it's like, if I didn't answer the first hey, and I'm not even opening the message, quit haying.
Quit haying?
How dare you hay me?
But that would happen to you at a dance, too. One time when we were at a dance, there was a guy, and he just kept being persistent.
He was persistent.
Do you want to dance? No, thank you. Do you want to dance? Nonstop.
I think it makes it easier for guys to be more persistent, but there are definitely guys that are going to get shot down and still they're going to keep shooting their shot.
That's crazy. That's so crazy. I don't understand that mentality at all.
Like, I agree with you 100%.
I don't think I could ever go up to a girl and then get rejected and be like, maybe in 5 minutes. Like,
No, move on, man.
I don't know where that mentality came from, but that's, man.
A lot of the guys like that are like message. They're in a relationship and they message.
Yep. Mm-hmm. They probably just got done posting their girlfriend.
Yeah, there's a guy that actually I helped doing what I do, and he messaged Johnny. He said, "Hey, how are you?" He was just talking about his girlfriend.
I forgot about that. Yeah.
Uh-huh. He was just talking about his girlfriend. So. Yeah.
So you're trying to tell me guys cheat?
What? That's a whole nother subject.
For another episode.